thought that we have to watch two El Clasico games in the space of a week reminds or brings back to memories those good old days when we had to watch four El Clasico games in 18 days. But then again, it is what it is. The fixtures have been made, one in the Copa del Rey and of course another in the Spanish La Liga before the week runs out. And speaking of the weekend, it's going to be a derby weekend. Everton versus Liverpool, the Merseyside derby. Of course, there'll be a derby also in London, and of course, the El Clasico. My name is Papa the Great. Welcome to yet another episode of the first X minutes for the next, what, maybe 9 minutes. We'll be talking about football, all things surrounding the world of football. And I try to make it as informal as possible because I'm a lone host. Maybe one of these days you will be joining. Yes, you listening to me will be. I'll be inviting you to join me on my podcast where we'll just talk about things football generally. But for the meantime, I'm the sole host at Twitter and Instagram at papi_the_great. That's papi_the_great. So it's been a long time. Sorry for the long silence. I just had balls enough to make this this recording this time around, and I'll just really like to touch on a couple of things, trending issues and football the past week two or thereabouts. And I'd like to start with injuries being suffered by major or key players in both Liverpool ranks and the Manchester City ranks. Also, Fernandinho, Aymeric Laporte will be out for a couple of games according to Manchester City gaffer, that's Pep Guardiola. Of course, Liverpool, after welcoming Virgil van Dijk, will be missing Roberto Firmino for a couple of days too, and that could affect the way the Premier League title plays out in the coming days. Of course, I took a quick glance at the table and the run of fixtures leading to the end of the season, and I found out that Liverpool will still play Chelsea. I think Liverpool will still play Spurs also. City will still play Spurs. Also, City will still play Manchester United. Now, these key games could determine where or how the Premier League title race turns out to be by the time May comes around. But whatever it is, however it plays out, barring all unforeseen circumstances, one of these two sides should win or will win the Premier League. That's talking about either Liverpool or Manchester City. Fingers crossed, both sides have given us a Premier League season that will be forgotten for quite a while. 2018-2019 PL season, magnificent season, a season where there's been a lot of back and forth, not just at the top of the table, but the struggle for the top four finish, of course, the battle for top six, and of course, the battle to avoid relegation. So keep your fingers crossed. A lot of drama happening, not just at the top. Of course, we talk about Manchester United, Chelsea, and Arsenal all competing to be that final team that will make up the top four. It's still unsure. Now, it gets complicated at this stage. Burnley defeating Tottenham kind of exposed Spurs, Mauricio Pochettino, and of course, it proved once again that maybe, just maybe, the third spot, that third spot might just be up for grabs. Manchester United can go for the kill, Chelsea can go for the kill, Arsenal can go for the kill. Of course, Spurs welcoming Harry Kane back is a huge boost for them. They still have Heung-min Son, so they can go all the way and push for that third place, that third spot, which leaves just the fourth spot to be fought for by Chelsea, Manchester United, and of course Arsenal. We must be seeing how all of this will play out. Quickly move from the Premier League to something that is more general to football, and it's the fact that managers are being sanctioned for their behavior. Two recent news or news headlines connected to this. One has to be the one between Mauricio Pochettino, yes, and I'm not editing that, you're gonna have to, yeah, it's not all rosy and smooth every time. Sometimes we're human, and of course the human part of us just comes out, those tongue twisters and those names that you have to take a lot of time, take a deep breath before you mention them, something like Aretha Balaga. Yeah, so Mauricio Pochettino, and of course Mike Dean, the drama that occurred between both men after the game against Burnley. Pochettino has been charged with improper conduct for confronting the referee. And of course, what's to say, how are we talking about manager improper conduct without talking about it in Diego Simeone, who has been charged by UEFA after he made improper in quotes improper gestures after Atletico Madrid's win, I think, against Juve in the Champions League. There was a lot of talk about cajones or cajones. I really don't know how to pronounce it, but of course in English it means balls, or means something more improper than that. You're not hearing that on this podcast. Nah, you can look it up. But now my question remains this: how or where in the rule book does it state that these managers can't make these gestures to express themselves? Fine, we talk about Mauricio Pochettino. He looked like as if he was going to beat up, or he was going to take the head of Mike Dean off his body while he was busy confronting him. If not the fact that he was held back, might as well have just gone ahead to maybe just dash the guy a slap or two. Maybe his was going overboard. Maybe his was the real definition of going over the top. But we talk about Diego Simeone right now. How does that celebration, how is it improper conduct? Yes, of course, there's a whole lot of talk about what he said about the celebration in his post-match interview. But let's think of it this way. What if that's the way the guy, at that time, the guy or the man wants to express himself about the way his team performed? I mean, this is a bit complicated. If we keep finding managers and saying, okay, they went overboard with their celebrations, they went overboard with the way they expressed themselves after a certain incident or the other happened in the game involving their players, then we are going to be killing the emotions surrounding the game. We are going to be stifling the reactions that we get from the game, and it doesn't do well for both the managers and both the players, because we restrict them. Of course, yes, somebody is going to come at me and say, then if we make it a free-for-all situation, then maybe everybody will just be going overboard. Then maybe we can have the perfect scenario where a certain Emmanuel Adebayor will score at one end and then we'll run all the way to the other end to celebrate in front of the away fans. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, maybe there is, if there is, I don't know, to the best of my knowledge, I don't know if there's any rule book where they say manager A can do this and manager A cannot point or make gestures towards their private areas and making jubilations or celebrations towards that angle, and then maybe manager A cannot or should not confront officials, match officials, during, before or after the games, or manager B, while confronting officials, cannot use X words, cannot use Y words, cannot use Z sentences. I mean, is there anywhere in football, FIFA, UEFA, rulebook, the FA rulebook, where this actually applies? To the best of my knowledge, I have not found such. And if such truly does not exist, then maybe the issue of sanctioning managers it's not really it's not really exactly useful, because why sanction them when they don't even know what's wrong, what they can do, what they should do, and what they should not do? It's a trending topic, of course, and of course I'd like to hear your view, I'd like to hear your opinion, what you think about it. Do you think all this manager gestures should be sanctioned by the appropriate bodies? Should they be fined? Should they be charged with improper conduct? What is this doing to the emotional aspect of the managers, and of course the emotional aspect of the game? Are we stifling the reactions that we're going to be getting from the managers and from the players? What is football doing to these managers that they should not be doing? Of course, you can send me a message, you can tweet at me, you can of course mention me in Instagram comment, Twitter and Instagram Instagram at Papi_the Great. Facebook is Rotimi David Darmala. That's where you find me. You can send me a friend request. Of course, send me a message. Let's talk football. Let's talk about everything surrounding football. It's going to be a massive week of football, non-stop football. Derbies here, there, and everywhere. And by the time the week and the weekend comes and goes, I hope we would have survived well enough to say, Happy New Month. Welcome to the month of March. Whatever you're going to be doing, I hope it's profitable for you. Wherever you are, I hope you stay safe. And whatever you are involved in, I hope you're able to achieve all your goals and all your dreams come true. From Papi the Great and me, myself, and I, that's my crew. I wish you well in all that you're doing. Of course, football is big. Football is life. Don't stop watching. Don't stop getting involved. Peace.